Blog Talk Radio.
This program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. One of the worst things that can happen to an individual is to wind up and to be put into a nursing home. And it's even worse if it happens against your will. And I'll tell you why. Excuse me. I'll tell you why it's horrible. One of the biggest reasons is because most people stay in a nursing home for any given period of time. I think it's a couple of months. Lose their home. They have to give up their money. They get very little. And the nursing home takes their disability money, Social Security. The nursing home will go after any assets that they have, and usually most people who are residents of nursing homes don't have the money to hire a lawyer. And most lawyers won't even take a case like that because you're dealing with the state, and they don't want to be bothered with that kind of lawsuit. Excuse me. So why is it that nursing homes do not protect the residents? I mean, you go in there, and we've seen a startling example of that lately with the virus, but you go in the nursing home, you know, you lose everything. Your life is essentially over unless there's a miracle and somebody comes to rescue you and get you out of there. And there are several programs, but you have to qualify for them. You have to be a certain type of individual. Being disabled is not good enough, you see, to qualify. You ever notice how they set most things up for us to make it harder for us?
Sometimes,
so true,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So now, the nursing home doesn't protect you. Now, if you're a resident in a nursing home, you make a phone call to the adult protective people. They're not going to protect you. And in many cases, they're the ones who drive you into the nursing home.
Yeah.
So now they're going to think you're crazy. Because you're complaining or you want them to protect you.
It's true.
They don't protect people in nursing homes. Ah, they might report it to the state, and the state will make a phone call and talk to the supervisor over there, and the supervisor will piss the whole thing away by telling the state that, oh, this person is giving us a lot of trouble and they're acting very strange. We're going to have to call a psychiatrist, you know, the whole thing. So you don't have any protection from adult protective services when you're in a nursing home. You lose that too.
You know? You lose whatever is human to you. You lose whatever is considered human to you. Because when you have adult protective services putting you in there in the first place, you've lost that. You've lost humanity. Seriously.
Yeah, they don't protect
you. Mom. Yeah, they did that to my mom. My poor mom. They said if I did not do it myself, I would lose my services in addition to hers. Yeah. They threatened real nicely.
Well,
two
you should have fought
time.
Them more.
You should have, but
I got to say
what?
That.
I went.
But the point.
The,
What?
I went with what the lawyers told me to do, and you know which lawyers. What the lawyers told me to do.
I can't understand you. Your voice is all muffled for some reason.
I went
kind of
with
phone
what
you've got?
All the lawyers told me to do, and they told me to follow what Adult Protective Services was saying, and that's what I did.
Well, that's not good enough.
I know.
You know, that's not good enough. But you see, it just goes to show you just what I said a minute ago. The lawyers don't want to take on the state.
That's right.
Now, the attorney that you went to happens to get money from the state. Now, how is a lawyer going to go up against the people that are giving them the money? No, it's not going to happen. You needed a private attorney, and for that, you need money.
But then again, your winnings, okay, your winnings can't be your winnings. They have to pay off your Medicaid, your Medicare, and then you get your winnings.
Well,
you're
jumping to something else. I'm talking about trying to keep a person out of the nursing home.
Yes,
I'm not talking about a lawsuit of someone who is in the nursing home or someone who got injured in the nursing home.
Yeah.
But trying to keep someone out, you can't go to a lawyer who gets money from the state or who's indebted to the state. They're not going to go up against the nursing home. You'd have to get a private attorney, you know. And the settlement would be, if you win, the settlement would have to be that they pay for the apartment and for the services that the person needs for X amount of time. But you got to have money to have a lawyer like that. You know, and if you have that kind of money, then you know, just do it on your own. So the whole thing is stupid and weird and crazy and designed to it's got nothing to do, as a friend of mine told me today, has nothing to do with the person's health.
Yeah.
It has all to do with the money, how they can get the most money from this person. Now, when we come back, I want to put something out there that I believe should be promoted, and I don't know why the agencies aren't doing it.
No, no.
Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, Adopt an Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, over there in Toms River, New Jersey. And we salute the Akita. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, and the number is 609-388-7004. So check out Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Hey, my buddy Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. You can want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some information. Need an apartment, call Mr. Kennedy. He's very knowledgeable. And he can tell you all about that mortgage stuff and, long-term, short-term, all this stuff. 631-888-1186, Mr. Anthony Kennedy in Islip, New York. Let's see. Okay, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch out for them. Go an extra mile for the child. And, of course, we remember Corey and Avante and little Tommy and Ollie and all the others. Inner Sight reminds you, take care of the children. Watch out for them. Okay. How about the Able News?
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. For, by, and about the disabled. I drew a blank right now. Hold on. Able. for, by, and about the disabled. You served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has that personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online, www.ablenews.com, and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, thank you. And for those of you who don't know, Suzanne just lost her mom. So she's in a state of shock, obviously.
Yeah.
Her mom died in the nursing home. So we our deepest condolences to the family and understanding and just excuse her if she's not right on the show. But she's here. She's here and she's doing it. That's the thing.
Yes, I am.
All right. So, let's see. Oh, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? Give Gary a call. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Great guy and a good number to have. And we appreciate Gary, who has gone out of his way to bring food for the animals to people who are disabled. So,
yeah.
Again, that number, 631-484-3085. All right. Inner Sight around the world. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, if you need that. 516-783-9662. And hope your rights haven't been violated, but if you think they have, give Jim a call. Let's see, who else we got? Oh, some of the people who have helped us in the past. Beccaro's Italian Tavern, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, TuroLawCenter.com, and we thank them for being there for Inner Sight in the past, and hope we can maybe hook up again in the future. All right, let's see. Inner Sight, don't forget to sign our petition. We have two of them. One on the nursing homes. Read it and get in there. Feel free. And the other one is on the service dog schools, which I go out a couple of days a week usually and let people know what's going on. I go down to New York City and perform on the subway. And the latest reaction is that I've been getting, you know, why doesn't President Biden do something to mandate that the schools that train dogs for the blind be licensed? You know, he would be the first president in history to do something about that. And the reaction that I'm getting is that people agree that he should do something about it. So we'll see what happens. But it's a good reaction from people, and they. They believe that a blind person's safety should be protected. The dog is your safety. If they don't want to give you the dog or train the dog for you, there should be an investigation and a law, because they keep the money that they get from the public.
Sure.
All right, Inner Sight. And tonight, talking about how nursing homes do not protect their residents.
That's true.
Now, here's something that I thought of that I've never heard brought up. A person on disability, right? and they get their disability money, they're disabled. Many a times, if they have a bill to pay, can claim hardship, you know, and all these nursing homes and hospitals have a hardship fund, all right? So why aren't the social workers or whoever is supposed to do it, why aren't they assisting people in these nursing homes to keep their money and say, hey, you know, I'm disabled. I can't give you all my money. I can give you $20 a month. You know? And you want payment? Go to the agencies.
Yeah.
Write them. Tell them. We have disabled people in our nursing home. You know? We'd like to join with you and let's fundraise and help these people.
Yeah.
But you see, they don't do that. Because you know why they don't do it? Because they don't protect people. Part of protecting somebody is protecting their money, their assets, is it not?
Yeah. True.
And these people are taking advantage of the disabled by not protecting them. They don't protect
them. Also taking advantage of the disabled physically as well. We've actually known people who have gotten raped or close to raped in the nursing homes. So it's not been fun.
Yeah, physically and mentally.
Yes.
Neglecting people physically. Allowing them to remain in their own waste for hours and hours. Which can cause and does cause infection.
Yes, it does.
And not paying attention to people enough when they have an infection. You see, if a person had their own money and they had to be in a nursing home, a nursing institution, which I don't agree with anyway, but at least if you had your money, you'd be able to do things for yourself.
Yeah, and
you're able to say, hey,
I'm calling
this doctor. I'm paying for it.
Right.
I'm going to get somebody in here to help me as an aide. I'm paying for it. You see how that works? You see how that would help to protect people? But
yeah.
If you don't have your money, how do you do that?
You can't.
You can't do it without the money. And then, of course, they take away the person's base of operation, your home. Home is your base of operation.
Take away
that you fall back on.
To go places. Meaning,
what?
They say, oh, they take away your ability to go places. Meaning, if you even when you're on the home care services now, I can't go and visit my aunt in Florida without losing service. It's crazy.
Well, I don't understand you,
but
you're not in a nursing home.
Yeah, I can't go on vacation. I can't. With the home care service, right?
No, I understand. We're not talking about it. We're talking about people
No, but I'm just saying, even in nursing homes, you can't go on vacation and go back to a nursing home, like as if it's your house.
Oh, no, you can't leave.
You can't do that. No.
No, well, first of all, you don't have the money to do it unless somebody's going to pay for it. You know,
yeah.
Maybe bring the person to their home and make an arrangement. You know, if you have the money, I don't know, that might be able to worked out on an individual basis.
Yes, yeah.
But the point is, you're not protected without your money.
Mm-hmm.
You're not protected without your home.
Yeah.
You know. You're in that place, and you know what do you have? Who protects you?
Nobody
protects you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and why aren't the agencies doing something about it?
They genuinely don't care. That's my take on it. They just want to make the state's money and maybe do one or two cases that are easy. Seriously.
Yeah, the agencies want to use us. They use us.
And they want a yes person. Yes, I'll do that for you. Yes, I'll do that for you. They want a yes person.
Most
Nobody
agencies won't
them.
Even go into a nursing home to help somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
they
even go
the
in
people.
There.
No. And somehow when you were in a nursing home, you're tainted. You're tainted. It's like as if you're tainted. You know?
It's a horrible system, world.
It is.
And we're determined to do what we can to change it. You'll see that if you read our petition with our idea, Volunteer Plus. All right, the number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in anyone in a nursing home, or if you have someone, a loved one who's caught up in that system. You know, there's plenty of money to do something about it, but the agencies aren't doing it. And that's the damn ass truth.
That is true.
And you know what? They have no excuse, because if they really wanted to help and they can't do it directly, donate the money to Inner Sight. We'll do it. We're not obligated to the state. We'll do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I bet you any money that they're not allowed to donate money to another nonprofit organization. I bet
sure.
you the rules are against that. All right, let's see if we can get a phone call.
Okay, let me see if there's anybody on. Okay, hold on.
Nobody on the line?
No, hold on. Give me a second, man. Oh, man.
All right, Inner Sight. And I remember when I went to Boston to see Marlene.
Yeah.
And the I called there one time, and the ombudsman was in her room. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to find out if she was being taken care of. And you know, Marlene complained a lot, but she's a good person.
Yeah.
You know? So I talked with the ombudsman, and I said, you know, why don't you help her?
Oh, we have a few calls.
And she said, wait a minute. And she said, what do you want me to do? I said, help her get an apartment.
Yeah.
Help her get out. We're trying to get her out of there, you know.
Yeah.
And this woman was a volunteer with the ombudsman office, you know. And, of course, she said, oh, I can't do that. I said, why not? You're a volunteer. Why can't you do it? What are they going to do to you?
What she said?
She said she couldn't do it. She didn't want to do it. You know.
That's supposed to be helping?
So there you have people who are not protecting these residents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, take your money, take your home, give you medical care that you don't want.
Yeah.
In many cases, food that you don't want, or that's horrible.
True.
All these things add up.
Yeah, they do.
To bring a person down. All right, who we got? Callers? Who we have?
Yeah, we have a new caller, and then we have Maureen.
All right, new caller wants to speak on the air?
Yes, they do.
All right, Inner Sight. Hello, we welcome a new caller.
Okay, hold up.
Hello.
Ah, 1 second. I don't know why that happened all while I'm drunk. All right, here they go.
Keep it clean, new caller, please.
I'm getting it. There it is. Okay.
Inner Sight Live, around the world.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, how are you all tonight?
Good,
good.
Who's this?
I'm good. I'm Indie Queen. I was calling now. I just had a comment on the nursing home facility because I've been working in healthcare for like 20-some years now.
Yes.
Oh,
I had
okay.
I had retired for a period of time, and then I recently went back into it.
Oh,
so
okay, good.
A lot of the, once these, I feel really bad, and when these, this COVID thing hit, there is a lady, really nice lady, she had her home care with her over 30 years for whatever reason happened, she ended up coming into the assisted facility. And do you know they would not allow her home care aide to come in and take care of her?
Yes,
and
I've seen it.
The way that, and I didn't see a reason why they wouldn't be able to, because the way that the facility is situated, they're actually in their own apartment. So
nice.
It's not like they're in a public area or anything. So here's my thing, what gets me. Once these, some of these people come into the facilities, they treat them so nice and tell them all these good things. And once the state, some kind of way, the state takes over a power of attorney and they take away these people's rights. And they have their own money and their funding, but they do not give them the proper access to for them to continue to be independent as the way that they were before they even came into the facility.
Yeah, as soon as the state butts in, that's when the trouble starts.
Yeah. I'm not going to say all of them, but once they get in there, they're just another number. And it's sad, you know, this is our elder generation. You know, they shouldn't be treated that way. These are their golden years. They should be able to live and be free to do whatever it is that they desire. These are the last years of their life. But the state, it's nothing more than another Ponzi, like another corporation. It's just something.
Right.
And believe me, there are people in there that work in those facilities that would love to help, but it's like their hands are tied when you're dealing with the state.
Yeah, they're afraid for their job, too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with the state, it's very little you can do because...
Also, word travels fast. You're also afraid... Now, I don't know if you believe in this, being blacklisted from another agency if you go to work at another agency, because people always talk, and they do. You know, if you, because one person goes from one agency to another nursing home to another nursing home, and it just, you know, you're afraid of being blacklisted and not being able to have employment within that state. You might have to move a state or whatever to get employment. That's not good, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no.
They will move you. They will limit your, if they see you kind of doing a lot of interaction with a, they will move you to another department or another area.
Yeah, they don't want you to get too friendly with people and
that's right.
Maybe
right.
They give them the extra help, you know.
Yeah, they don't want that.
Yeah, and another thing is horrible. I'm here in Indiana, but the CNA situation is so horrible. There's no way these people are getting the proper care. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
because they don't have enough help for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just as neglected there as before they even came into that situation.
Yeah, I know.
Well, these people should be in their own home, and the agencies should help raise part of the money, and the government should put in the other part. That's how the system should work. And leave people in their own home where they belong.
A lot of them in there, they have homes outside of there. But once they came into that facility, some type of way the state took over.
That's what happened to my mom.
I don't know how that happened, but
I know
they
how. I'll tell you how.
They never returned back to their home.
Adult Protective Services told my mom and myself, and I had a lawyer there, and I had fair hearing and all of that, all that stuff, two fair hearings, as a matter of fact. And they told us that if I did not put her in a nursing home, I would be called neglectful. Now, just to give you a little bit of quick history about me, I'm legally blind. I have hearing loss. I'm on a wheelchair, and I need home care service myself, and I'm on oxygen. And they want me to take care of my mom who just passed away. Okay. And that was also neglect. She was neglected in her own diaper. She got a urinary tract abscess and encephalitis, and that's why she passed away. All right? So
that
I have the deal.
All the time. Yeah. I mean, I on a daily basis, things like that.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, it's common.
It is very common.
You know,
and I said that was avoidable. And she said, no, don't say that. I said, yeah, I'm saying it again. It was avoidable.
They don't want to hear the truth.
It is. They don't want to hear the truth, no.
We're trying to start a program, Miss, called Volunteer Plus, where we would have a private fund, nothing to do with the state, and the people who are home health aides would donate their time to give people the extra hours, and we'll compensate them financially by paying one of their bills or their mortgage or whatever in accordance with how much time they donate. That's what we want to do, to keep people out of the nursing homes and to help get them out.
Yeah, there needs to be a solution because, I mean, even some of them have their own vehicles. Do you know they tell them that they can't have a vehicle or a car there while they're living there?
That's terrible.
And these are independent.
They take everything from you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be some type of bill of rights, and the president needs to address
we need a lobby, what they call a lobby.
Yeah, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to get in touch with a lobbyist who was the one who helped the nursing home get this way and worked with the like a franchise nursing home thing. And I know his name, but I still want to get in touch with him because he knows the ins and outs of nursing homes.
You got to pay a lobbyist, and I don't think that would be the right person.
Right.
Because
for
the nursing home.
It's the state is politics. They make everything political, and these are human beings, someone's life, and it's become a political sham.
I lived for a time in a nursing home, just a short time, but I never want to be in one ever again.
Thank God you got out of there, you know.
Oh, I did. My mouth got me out. My loud mouth got me out.
Miss, thank you so much for your call.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
My husband,
thank you.
Too. Thank God.
We need more callers like you.
Yes, we do.
Go
ahead,
Miss.
Do
you go on the internet?
Yes. I listen to your
sign
show
our petition.
All the time.
Oh, she listens
go
to our show all the time. That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'll go and read it. I'll go and read it. And sign it, you know.
Thank you.
And get anybody you like to sign it with you. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Sure.
And if you could share it with people, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Please. We want
I can do that as well.
Please, we so appreciate it.
And please call again.
Okay, thank you all. Have a blessed night.
On it, but it applies to everybody
you,
and anybody who's suffering from it. Yeah.
All right. In a sight. Yeah, there are people out there who understand, who know what's going on, who see it, and who don't like it.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. You know, we need more people like that.
Yeah.
People who want others to be treated fairly and with dignity and put them in their own home. That's where people belong.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, because the nursing homes do not protect people. You heard what the lady said? If you have a vehicle,
yeah,
they'll take that away. That car can protect you.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Who else we have on the line? Anybody else?
Maureen.
What?
Can you hear me? Maureen, I said.
No, you're all muffled. I can't understand what you're saying.
No, I just hear, like, the phone, like, not the phone, but the program, every once in a while cutting out. Like I don't hear anything.
All right, let's get Maureen from Queens.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live on the air. Hello.
Wait.
All right.
Okay. Here she comes.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi. Oh, I don't have to.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
I can hardly hear you, Maureen.
I know. This phone is acting up again. Can you hear now if I talk louder?
A little bit. Do you? Are you on the speakerphone?
No, I talk to speak. How about now?
Well, now it's working.
Why don't you dial
now?
Back in?
It's been acting up all day. It really has. All right, let me call you right back on the SafeLink phone, okay?
Yeah, dial back
okay.
in, and we'll see if we can get a better reception.
Okay, how about now?
Right,
can you hear now, okay?
Yeah, that's better.
Barely.
This is better?
Better.
Oh, well, should I call back on the other phone?
Yeah, call back on the other phone. Let's see if we can get a better
reception. All right. I don't know. It's been acting up all day. All right, I'll call back.
All right,
okay,
in a sight. We were on television Thursday, 7:30 at tonight on Altice, Long Island, all over Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel goes all over the world on that show. And we have a couple of programs that we've been rerunning because of this virus. They won't let us back in the studio. But as it turns out, those programs are on nursing homes, so
yes,
it's appropriate.
Nice.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in?
She's not there yet. Hold on.
Comment.
I'm not there yet. Let me refresh.
Nursing homes that do not protect the residents. All right.
Here she is.
A
okay.
very, very serious problem.
Okay. Oh, no, that's our... Oh, we got another person who called in.
We have another caller?
Yes.
All right. Hello.
Okay. Hold on.
You're live on Inner Sight.
Hi, it's me. It's a different number.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
It's the SafeLink phone, so it's a 347 number. That's why you didn't recognize
it. It's a different person. I didn't recognize it.
No, it's me. It's same person, different number.
Same person, different number. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. That was good that lady called in. I hope she calls more often.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nice to hear all the time. Which
very
is
knowledgeable
better,
woman.
You know?
Well, she knows firsthand what everything's about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You it's mentioned the Omnibus person.
No.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I said it's
no,
good
go
to have somebody who has firsthand knowledge about
right.
what's going on within the nursing home walls and feels for the people who are in there as well. And
right.
she can't do
exactly.
it. Her hands are tied, which is really sad, you know, in a sense
mm-hmm.
that she feels so incapacitated. And I wish
yeah.
I could give her the strength to do what she needs to do, you know.
Right.
That I hope
right.
I could do real soon. You know?
Maureen, what were you saying?
Oh, you mentioned the omnibus person before, Frank. The omnibus person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dry Harbor had a number up on the wall for the omnibus person. It wasn't
yeah.
even the right number. It wasn't even
oh,
the right God. Number.
How backwards.
And I'm told there's only one
omnibus person.
It shows
you how they protect
person.
People.
Yeah.
That's right, exactly.
They can't even
and,
get the damn number right. Shows you what they think of people.
I couldn't. Well,
it doesn't
remember.
Really matter anyway because I called the number and there's only one omnibus person in all of Queens.
It's probably yeah. the same one that's in Nassau and Suffolk.
Is her last name Nunez? Juliana Nunez?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, well, bingo, there you go. This is why nothing gets
at
accomplished.
Least for Nassau. Yeah.
She's probably related to Andy Cuomo.
Probably, or she's got some
probably
relation
right.
to him, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Did I say that?
No.
But I have a cure for that though, for her. Stick her
huh?
in a nursing home and don't protect her.
That's it.
Stick him in the
if
nursing
anybody,
home and don't protect that, him, that's for sure.
No, he should be in it.
Maybe that'll cure.
Have his mom in it.
Yeah.
Have his mom in it.
Yeah, oh, I don't think he
will.
You know,
better.
You have to stick him in it. He's the one who cares about himself. He'd be the one you'd have to stick in there. He's the king. He's the ruler. I don't think it would matter if his mother or brother were. He's the one that would have to be in
no,
there. No, you know?
I said this on a thing, and I got, well, my... thing, it wasn't bad. I didn't think it was bad. I said on my tweet, I said, well, it's Mother's Day. Why don't you, it would be nice since you're saying nice things about your mom. You could help us, Governor, by having your mom investigate the nursing home. So let her go incognito to the nursing homes, check herself in for 30 days, and report on the statistic. What's wrong with that comment?
When?
Well, I got bad.
And she could eat their food. She wouldn't have the meatballs that he's always talking about, Sunday meatball dinners and all. She could have their food.
But I got banned from the chat for about 30 minutes. At least it was 30 minutes. I didn't get banned the whole time, but just 30 minutes. I couldn't type anything for 30 minutes.
No.
The moderator told me I couldn't type anything for 30 minutes. I didn't care.
Oh, of course.
I said what I said. Everybody saw it. You know.
Okay. Well, my mom now for $800 for her $800 today again is very tired because, of course, I don't think the woman in the bed next to her TV's been going and it's quite loud. So it was the social worker in Dry Harbor I bring up again because that was the horror house that told my you know everybody there that this is your home. The social worker there, her initials are Ileana Lewis. But anyway, so for $800, you know today she's just there. First of all, it's not your home because you share your room with a total stranger. I don't think that ever happened in our house as far as I can remember. You got two TVs going at once on different shows. You really can't concentrate.
No.
In Dry Harbor and Woodcrest, you had strangers roaming into your room. And when you left the room, potentially laying in your bed after being on the dirty, filthy, germy floor. One of them actually got in the bed with the man whose room it was next to her. Another one came in, urinated, and defecated in the room next to her. And another guy said, oh, Maureen, I went from having a yellow in my room, now I got somebody who urinates in the air conditioner. So these are the things that go on. That was wood grass. That was wood grass.
Oh, my God.
So, you know,
that's
these
how
are the
they protect
that,
people.
That urinates in the air conditioner. That's even better.
Yeah, it was urinating
oh
in the
God.
Air conditioner. So this is your home. You know, so
this
it's just
not
a
home.
Yeah, no. She's just there, tired again. You know, I mean, she's laying in bed today. Yesterday she was up, but today she was in bed. I'm here sitting in a kitchen because when she lost her home, I lost mine as well. I don't even have a couch to come and throw myself on. It's either the bed that I don't want to stay in all day or night or a kitchen chair. That's what I've been diminished to. So they take everything from you, and I lost everything with her. And this is how we have to live in America. It's so inhumane. And these agencies, well, I'm dealing with another one right now, two actually, and nothing gets accomplished. Nothing.
Yeah,
I get a call again today from the one of them. I won't mention the name right now because she's going to call back tomorrow. But the one from the same agency called me almost a year ago and needed documents. Well, she was supposed to call the nursing home. I don't know whatever happened to the documents. Now I'm being told by this one, oh, I should call the nursing home and try to get the documents. Why am I doing her job? Oh, she did send me an email. I didn't open it. Well, what the hell? I mean, what kind of people are these? They just push around papers all the time, you know?
That is what they do. It's terrible.
Yeah, I get a call every, like, 4 or 5 months. Anything going on? Well, you're the one that's supposed to be doing stuff. I mean, it's criminal. It really is criminal what goes on.
Yeah.
That's the only word to describe it. Other countries, they, you know, they honor their elderly. But this one, and you know, people are really getting sick of this pandemic. There's a book I want to get by a lady, a doctor whose name is Nicole Sapphire. It's called The Panic of the Panic Attack. It's all about the virus and all. And, you know, they can't let it go on much more. People are really, teenagers and kids are committing suicide. They want to be back in
school.
My mom and I want to be together. You couldn't see your mom before she passed much. So it's up and up. You know? And,
yeah, my
and
mom, I saw her only, let's see, 3 times this year. When I transferred her from one nursing home to this, I intended on seeing her. I was so happy, and then COVID hit.
Right.
You know, and then the governor just was like, no, nobody's seeing anybody. Please.
Oh, and he's making it so. Now, I called today. I finally got somebody. I've been calling last week and this week. The two good ones haven't answered. So I finally got the head social worker, and there's only 4 people in her nursing home who have it, no workers, and I mean, it's like, we don't even know because these 4 could get better and 4 more could come and get. So it could be ongoing for how long, you know? They have to do something. It has to come to an end, and Fauci, play March 8th. Go to the, if you have it, March 8th of last year, 2020. When it was, you don't have to wear any mask, and it's not coming here, and you don't have to wear any mask. Now we have to wear 40,000 masks up until next year. He just makes things up as he goes along. He really hasn't got a clue, you know?
40,000.
Huh?
I don't think I'll be wearing 40,000 masks.
Well, you never know.
Hey, Maureen.
Yes, Frank. Yes,
I want to ask you a question. Do you think that nursing homes protect the residents?
What happened to it? Hello? What happened to it? Hello?
Go ahead. Think about it.
I don't know what happened to the call. Hello?
Hello? Hello? We lost everybody.
I don't know.
We appear to have lost communication.
Shoot, my aunt called on that.
Sounds like Major Tom, you know. David Bowie. Inner Sight, don't forget tomorrow night at the Funnies. Tomorrow night we're going to have some fun around here. We're going to goof off and laugh and do some crazy stuff. I don't know. We'll figure it all out. Louie will be here. So we'll have some fun with that. I don't know what happened to Maureen, but maybe if we get her back on the line, she will answer the question in her own way.
Oh,
I know
bizarre.
What the answer is going to be, but all right, Inner Sight around the world. And if you're trying to call in, we seem to have lost phone communication for the moment. 213-816-1650, the number. And again, I want to thank our new caller, Liddy from Indiana. Sounds like a very, very beautiful person. All right, Inner Sight. Yeah, the nursing homes. Don't ever go to one. Do what you got to do to stay out of them. You'll lose your assets. You'll lose your life. They won't protect you. They'll take everything you have. And the government allows it to happen. So stay away from them as much as you can. The nursing institutions, I want to call them. Them as homes. A home is a nice place where you can lay your head and rest and have peace and not be invaded. All right, Inner Sight. You know, these nursing homes really should learn. All these people who go to school and spend money and read these books, they think they know things. Well, let me tell you something. They got a lot to learn, because when you stop to see how they treat people and what they do to people, you have to believe that our new caller said, there are some good people who want to help and can't. So they're stopping the good people who would like to try to protect others. Remember that movie, The Elephant Man? You ever see that movie, The Elephant Man?
Yes,
and
I
the
have.
Doctor who was helping him took the elephant man was, of course, all deformed, disabled, and it took place in England, and everyone was ridiculing him and all that, and the doctor at the hospital took him into his home to try and help him, gave him his own room and cared about him and treated him, like an uncle, I would say.
Yeah.
But that's unusual. You know, he took him out of the institution and took him to his own home and helped the guy. And the man was able to live his life, and he became an artist. And love to make things. So the state inhibits people who really would like to help in so many ways. A lot of the people who work for the agencies but can't.
Yeah.
Because of fear of losing their job or displeasing the state. They're stupid, ridiculous rules. The rule should be help the person as much as you can. That should be the rule. And don't be so closed-minded.
That's true.
So, yeah. a number of reasons why the nursing homes, nursing institutions don't protect their residents. And they should protect them. Because that's where they get the money from.
I remember, Frank,
They take their money and still treat them horrible.
Frank?
We see it all the time.
Can you hear me?
And unless something is done about it in a good, positive way, it's going to keep on happening.
Yeah.
Sign our petition.
Mm-hmm.
Help us start that program. Volunteer Plus, certified home health aides to donate their time, and we'll be compensated if we can start this private fund. Nothing to do with the state. The state will not control our fund.
No, it won't.
All right. So, that's one of the inner side dreams.
Yeah.
And more, there's a great need for it. Everybody I talk to lately has some kind of a bad experience that occurred or happened to them or to a loved one in connection with a nursing facility. So it's time to do something about it. The programs have failed.
Yes, they have.
Those programs are no good. What do they do? I mean, even if you get a person out, the state controls it. They can wind up back in because they don't get the help they need in their home.
That's true. Pardon me.
All right, inner sight. And we lost our phone system, it appears. So hopefully we'll regain that by tomorrow night when we do our funnies. We'll have Lauren Hardy and we'll have a skit with the old Red Fox. Disabled friendly philosopher will be here. And if we're lucky, maybe we'll get Jimmy Dinigan. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled.
Oh, man.
And I'll give you our phone number in a minute. Stand by. I'm going to got to break the station. Stand by.
Here we go. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We have a little technical difficulties. And I think he's no longer on. Now, let's check. Or he's on and I'm off.
Inner Sight.
631-224-3090
is the phone number, the Inner Sight phone number.
All righty. Only have one more minute
about
left.
Out of time anyway.
Thank you for listening tonight. And we appreciate
catch up
that.
With you tomorrow night.
Radio, which is this every
on
evening.
The funnies.
And we also have television on the weekdays.
Don't forget to sign our petition.
If you'd like to go and look at our
very important. We have a conference
website,
call coming up on Tuesday.
www.intersight.info.
With the head state senator in New York. We'll see what if anything comes out of that. And we'll keep you informed, of course. I want to thank all our listeners. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our callers. We greatly appreciate our listenership, over 100,000 worldwide. So help us pull out of the nursing homes. The extra hours is the key that people would need, that the state frowns upon. And we're determined to let people know what's going on and to keep the flame alive. Change the system and try to get through to the politicians who should be doing more to help us. All right, tomorrow night, the funnies. Thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. I don't know if I'm going to get my signal here. Close the show, but I think I'll do it on my own. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Inner Sight around the world. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.